Luke, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio. Let's talk about the future of podcasting.
Hi, Angela. Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
First of all, you are one of the sound engineers here at Exagon Group. For those of us in non-technical roles, tell us what that means.
You mean being a sound engineer?
Yeah, please. You know, I'm famously not very technical.
All right. Well, I basically play around with sounds and voices.
That was simple. That's it? That's all you do?
In essence, yes, Angela. I basically make audio. And when I say make, that has been the big shift in podcast production over the last year or so. You don't just record sound anymore. You prompt it and you make it.
Wow, you haven't thrown out your microphone collection, I hope. I have to tell our listeners that Luke has one of the nicest collection of microphones and sound equipment.
Nah, they're safe, Angela, don't worry. But I have to tell you that recently I mainly create content by prompting.
That is crazy. Can you teach me?
Well, seriously, in essence, any one of us could learn how to make podcasts with prompts without even using a single microphone.
That is just mind-blowing. So what is this new magic formula to produce podcasts? Enlighten us about audio production in the AI era.
Disclaimer first, this is not for you if you are reluctant. So let's assume you put on that creative hat. We're not into the politics of AI.
You can trust me. I am a big fan of ethical use of AI. Go on, tell us.
Well, the first thing we have to realize now is that you can actually make voices. So you can bring storytelling to a whole new level. You could go and type a prompt and give a voice to the one surviving dinosaur they just booked for an interview.
Okay, I see where this is going.
Look, it took you guys 65 million years to appear after we died.
Okay, so you basically open whole new layers of creativity there as a sound engineer.
That's it. We can now explain things, tell stories in ways that were impossible, thanks to the new AI tools in radio and podcasting. Molecules, historic figures, animals, anything, we can give it a voice.
Critics will say, though, that it's all fake.
I get that. I do. But so were our first movies, and so are the Hollywood blockbusters. Art and creativity is all about staging. Medieval painters told stories that we can not entirely verify.
I get that. So who do you produce podcasts for?
Well, anyone in an established business or in a niche industry can now use podcasting without the traditional burden. We can generate avatars and use formats like this one, the format we all know as the interview.
So you could make something that sounds just like the conversation we're having just with prompting? Come on.
Well, Angela, I think this is where you push that button for a drum roll.
Drum roll, it is.
My dear Angela, this is like this moment in the movie The Matrix where we realize we are in the Matrix.
No way. You are serious.
You have been avatarized, Angela. The humans in our amazing Exagon Group team have created you out of pure radio essence and another, ingredient.
Stop. Don't tell anyone. That's your secret.
Okay. I will keep that one for another episode, maybe.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us, Luke. And we will keep an eye on the Exagon Group news to hear more of your work.
Thanks, Angela. Thanks for having me on the show.